If you ask Bill Hill about what it means to have the Bristol Bay Borough's school building open for classes again, one word describes it best.
Oh, we're all really super excited about having the students back in school. I think the students are excited, the teachers are excited, the parents are excited, and the community's excited. It's a really great thing.
Hill is the school's superintendent, and that excitement is partly because it's been a long wait. The school switched to remote learning at the start of the pandemic a year ago. Since then, it has held small classes in the cafeteria and tried to juggle a mix of remote and in-person learning. But for the most part, kids have been learning from home for a year. That's partly because of a construction project. The district had planned for the renovation of the school building to end months ago. The project derailed this summer when construction crews discovered asbestos in the building and dry rot on the outside. The district intended to bring kids back after the winter holidays, but additional delays meant the school didn't have space to hold classes and observe COVID-19 safety protocols. In February, the school worked with the community to hold in-person classes again. And although the classes were not in its building, residents came up with creative solutions.
It just is an example of how a community can come together and make things happen. We were able to house our students in alternate facilities, churches, processing facilities, a local village corporation office, and everybody pitched in and made it happen for our kids. So we've been able to serve them in person for the past month.
Classes are now held in the high school section of the building. There's still construction on the elementary wing. Hill says that will be completed this spring, and they will also install a new playground. Principal Shannon Harvilla says it's a big deal for the entire community.
Everybody right now in Bristol Bay is smiling ear to ear because we're back in this building. It's very nice to see this project coming together and the kids getting what they need.
The teachers and staff have worked through many logistical challenges this year.
We had our staff in, all last weekend, moving items, setting up temporary classrooms. They had to move out of the alternate facilities. And for supervisory and oversight of, education, it's so much easier when everybody's in the same building.
Superintendent Hill says there's nothing like being back in school.
We're so excited to be back in the school, though. I mean, just the fact that we can house everybody in the same building, not have to transport lunches, have the buses pull up to the door and unload the kids. And the school is just a much happier place and a much nicer place when students are here.
School will be in session until the end of May. There may also be opportunities for extended learning this summer. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.